Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Billy Manning Show. I'm Billy, and this week we're talking all about Riverdale. So, Riverdale is now in its seventh and final season. It's crazy. And I'm going to share something funny with you guys. Every time a friend, almost all the time, anytime a friend or a family member has gotten me into a show, I end up finishing the show, and they do not. I'll give you an example. My sister at one point got me into Pretty Little Liars, and I got it for her birthday, and I ended up staying up late like every night and watching the whole show. I'd watch like 3 to 4 episodes a night. I would be up to like 3 or 4 in the morning as long as I didn't have to work early the next day, which there were a lot of days where I didn't work until like 12 p.m. to 9, so I would like stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning watching this show. And so I finished season one and I was caught up in time for when season two aired, and I stuck with it all the way through season seven. I think my sister got through like season 4 or 5. She didn't stay till the end though. And then she started getting me the seasons for my birthday. So that kind of got flipped around. Riverdale, same way. I had a friend of mine get me into it. She had got me into the show and did not finish the show. But I kept up with it and finished the show, or I am going to finish the show, I should say. But it's one of those funny things, and it just happens, you know. You get somebody gets you into a show, they love it, but then they stop watching it, and then you stay with it. And there have been some shows where I've gotten into to where it was really good at the beginning, and then it just starts kind of dropping off as the seasons go. And Pretty Little Liars was one of those shows that I liked a lot at the time. But there were some episodes where it was like, oh my God, and some frustrating reveals of who A was, that sort of thing. So that's just sort of my snippet on that. Now, let's dive into some Riverdale. So Riverdale, it all starts with brother and sisters that are twins, Cheryl and Jason Blossom, go out for a boat ride on Sweetwater Lake one morning. So what ends up happening is Cheryl makes it back. The Boy Scouts, Dilton Doily's Boy Scouts, rescue her or find her, and Jason's gone. So that's how the story starts. So the season one is all about what happened to Jason Blossom and who did it. So that's how we get this story. And Jughead narrates, and he, you know, you hear it at the beginning of each episode. He sort of talks about it, and then at various points through different episodes, he steps in and narrates as needed. But we also get to see like his story, and we jump from character to character, which is really good. But Jughead is the primary storyteller of this show. He's the narrator of the show. Season two is all about the Black Hood. There is a killer out there who is going to make all the sinners of Riverdale pay, and he is going to cleanse the town of sinners. So each season has a different mystery that needs solved, and it gets kind of wild at times in a fun way. You have superpowers come into effect. You have G&G, which is like D&D, but it's really interesting. It's a good show, definitely worth a watch. The whole series that's been made so far, seasons 1 through 6, are available on Netflix. And it's sort of bittersweet that the show is ending, because it's been really fun, it's been good, but I am excited to see what the actors and actresses do beyond this show. I mean, you had Luke Perry here as Archie's dad in the show. You had KJ Apa is Archie Andrews, and he was in the Christian movie I Still Believe, which is hard to watch, but a very good film. And he's been in films on Netflix. He was in Songbird. He was in a lot of different stuff. So KJ Apa is really good. And then you have, Skee Ulrich, who was in the original Scream. He's been in some good stuff too. I really like him in this show. He plays F.P. Jones. But there's just a lot of talented actors and actresses. So the show to come to end is kind of bittersweet, because I remember first starting season 1 on Netflix to get caught up I think the first two seasons were already out and season three was getting ready to air. So I needed to like fly through in order to get caught up. And season one just had me hooked from the beginning. You have this all-American kid and his dad and everything that's happening with this town, a small, wholesome town that you think appears that way, but a lot of it's just appearances. And when we come back from a short break here, I'm going to talk to you all about the characters and who my favorites are and why. And I will say my favorite two characters, favorite male, favorite female characters, for the very end of the show. And I will tell you after I talk about each character if they're a favorite of mine, if I like them, if I despise them, that sort of thing. So we'll be right back after a short break. So since we're talking about them right now, I would like to talk about Archie Andrews. He's like the all-American kid, redhead. He's, you know, he's wanting to do music, but he's also scared to admit to his dad that he's really getting into music. So at the start of the show, we see him having that internal battle of, what do I do here? I like music a lot, but I also feel like I need to play football in order to impress people. So he's kind of, and he likes football too, but he's kind of torn between football and music. So we sort of get this kid who's just trying to figure stuff out. And he's also he's sleeping with a teacher of his, which is a big no-no, obviously. And so, and he hears something with her on the 4th of July when they go for a camp out kind of thing. And he was supposed to go with Jughead, but it ends up being that he goes with her instead, with the teacher, the music teacher, Miss Grundy. And they hear something that may help with what happened to Jason Blossom, but she is scared for her job. And, you know, he, of course, doesn't want to hurt her, get her in trouble or himself in trouble. So he kind of keeps the secret for a while. And so we get this guilty kid who really is put in this awful position by this teacher, which never should have happened. And his story, he, you know, at certain points, he goes to juvie. He gets into all sorts of shenanigans. His girlfriend's dad hires people to hunt him down, basically, and that's how he gets put into juvie. And then he eventually has to break free, and kid's been through a lot. He's attacked by a bear, and he's a favorite of mine just because he is supposed to be like the heart and soul of Riverdale. I'm not going to say he's my favorite, but he is up there. He's definitely a top-tier character. I really like him. He is what the Archie comics follow the most is him. So that's him. His dad, Fred Andrews, played by the late Luke Perry. We lost him too early. I did not watch 90210. I know that's a show back in the day that he was in. That's what got him successful. Really good dad. Anybody would want him as a dad. He loves his boy and just wants what's best for him. And he gives him a piece of advice, some multiple pieces of advice. He says, you know, he tells him about why, and he says, whatever you do, be confident enough in your decisions to where you don't have to lie about it. And I thought that was really good advice. He also tells him, when someone's drowning, you can try to help them, but not if they're going to pull you under with them. And that was a really good metaphor. I think you try to help people who maybe don't fit in, or try to like help people going through problems, but then I had to learn that you sometimes are sacrificing your own well-being to do that, and you have to have your own life too. So that really helped me a lot with his character kind of saying those things. But I really like his dad. You know, he, like I said, he passed away too young. I really thought he was the best parent in the show, so it was very tragic when we lost him. Now we have Betty Cooper. Betty is the girl next door who, when Archie was little, said he wanted to marry Betty. And she said, ask me when I'm older. We're older, and I'll say yes. Betty is very smart. She uncovers a lot of the mysteries of the town. And this character definitely grew on me. I never hated her or anything, but I didn't like her as much as maybe some other people did. But then after the show kept going, I started liking her more and more. Like I said, not going to put her as my favorite, but she's also in the top level of characters. And Betty is, her mom, which I don't like, is trying to hold her to a level of perfection. And her family seems like the perfect family. But her mom has her own secrets. Her dad has his own secrets. And her sister is sort of, she's been put through a lot, her older sister, Polly. But Betty is a main character in the show, and she is just fantastic. She's kind of the brains, one of the brains of the show, like I said, and she just refuses to let things go and will keep digging until she finds the answer to the mystery. And so I appreciate about that about her. Next, we have Veronica Lodge. So as Betty is telling Archie how she feels about him and that we should be more than friends kind of thing, Archie gets distracted by this raven-haired, beautiful woman who walks into Pop's Chocolate Shop, which is a main place where, you know, your characters go for late-night meals. Jughead hangs out there a lot, but Pop Tate owns that. And so when Veronica walks in, Archie is just like awestruck. He sees this beautiful woman, is like, holy crap. And we've all been there, guys and girls. You see this person walk into the room, they're really attractive, and you kind of just freeze for a second. It's like time stands still. That's exactly how Archie felt when Veronica Lodge walked into Pop's that day to get a takeout order for her and her mom, who had just moved from New York to Riverdale. And when we meet Veronica, we just know she was a queen bee, and she used to be kind of not the best person. And her father, Hiram Lodge, ends up being one of the villains after he gets out of jail. And he is everything you would think. Kind of almost reminds you of a mafia guy. But he's not really the best person. But then they explain his backstory later on in the show, and it makes you understand him better. So he's a character you love to hate. There are moments, he has his moments where you're like, all right, he's being fair here, or he's trying. And then you have other moments where you're like, oh, I want to punch you in the face, or have Archie punch you in the face, rather. But he is a really good character for the show. And then Hermione Lodge, Veronica's mother, she is a character that you like and then you dislike at times. She can be really fair and understanding, but then there are other times where you just dislike her. So Veronica has a lot of going against her with her family. It's really difficult because she wants to step out of the shadow of her family and kind of make her own way. And her story is always interesting, but she gets the powers to where when she kisses someone, it kills them because she has like poison powers, but she can also remove like cancer and other illnesses from people without harming herself. So it's really, really cool with what they did with her in the show. So that's the Lodges. Let's see. Josie McCoy. Josie and the Pussycats had its own comic series as well. And Josie is the daughter of Mayor McCoy. So Josie McCoy feels all this pressure to be the best singer, but then you find out her dad is this big music guy, and he even leaves during one of her performances, which just leaves her heartbroken. Josie's very good when she's there, but they didn't quite know what to do with her at times. They put her on to Katie Keene, which was canceled after one season, didn't quite do as well as they hoped. I watched the show for what it was. I did enjoy it. I liked the cast. I had Lucy Hale as Katie Keene, which she's fantastic. So with Josie, they just kind of, they put her in different stories. She had like a secret admirer that was really creepy, that we found out who it really was. And then she was gone. And that brings me to my next character, who the actress, played by Vanessa Morgan, she actually called out Riverdale on it. The minority characters weren't getting much screen time, and they agreed. So they finally stepped it up. Tony Topaz. Love this character. One of my favorites. I would put her like third or fourth. She's up there for me because she comes in season two as a Southside serpent when Jughead is forced to switch schools. And her and Jughead have a short fling, which I liked, but it never went anywhere because she's more into women than she is men kind of thing. But she's a really good character. She's a really good addition to the show. And her and she ends up having a kid and fights hard for the kid. And it's one of those things to where Toni was overlooked, like she, the actress said early in the show as a character, but I love the relationship with her and Cheryl Blossom, and she just goes through a lot. We don't really know as much about her family. We don't really get the sense of everything. It kind of gets into it a little bit, but we really don't know exactly what's going on. And she is with Fangs Fogarty, and they have baby Anthony together, who is, he has like powers basically, and he is part of the prophecy that, you know, whenever the one of the villains comes in, he can't hurt him basically. So he becomes an important character. But yeah, Toni is really cool. She just has a different style about her. She's a badass. That's all there is to it. Toni Topaz is a badass and one of the most important members of the Southside Serpents. So I really like her. Who else do we want to talk about today? There is also Kevin Keller. Kevin Keller is the son of Sheriff Keller, and he is our gay male character in the show. One of them. And the main one, Betty's best friend. And I have to tell you, I really like his character. They do some weird things with him storyline-wise. He goes to the farm and joins a cult for a while, and led by Edgar, who's a piece of crap. And Kevin goes through a lot, though. You have his dad, who is stressed from being the sheriff of the town, and with the black hood, it really challenges him. But Kevin Keller is a good guy, and I like his character. He does do some dangerous things, and you try not to judge that, but he goes to this park where he tries to find other guys to kind of hook up with. So it's a dangerous thing because he'll go running at night, and Betty at some point has to try to like stop him. So I like his character. I'm not going to put him in, you know, favorites. But he's a good character. He's better than average. He's good, but he isn't in my top favorites. And because they just don't know what direction to take him at times. If he had a little bit more direction and consistency, I think he would be more of a favorite of mine. They just kind of lose the sense of what to do. Next is Tabitha Tate. Tabitha Tate is granddaughter of Papa Tate, who runs the Pop's Chocolate Shop. And Pop himself is amazing. He has a thing with Jughead where he has an ongoing tab with him, but I don't think he's ever going to call him out on it. Jughead needs a place to go, and Pop Tate gives him a safe space. So Pop Tate really needs help, and the granddaughter Tabitha comes in, and her ability is she can time travel as long as she's in Pop's Chocolate Shop, which is a staple of the town. So it comes in handy when we get into season 6. But she came in later in the show, a good addition, the girlfriend of Jughead Jones. And I like this character. She has a lot of heart. She helps people. I look forward to seeing what they do with her in season 7, hopefully a little bit more. But I really think her character is amazing. We will go to one last break, and then I will tell you my top 2 characters of the entire show. So, favorite 2 characters. Here we go. Let's start out with Jughead Jones. He is the narrator of the story, like I said. And when we meet Jughead Jones, it's really cool what they do with him. He's telling the story as he's writing at Pop's Chocolate Shop. And you sort of get the sense the Jughead's a lone wolf. And he is. He's kind of a loner, although Archie and him are friends. But with everything Archie has going on at the beginning of the show, Jughead and him sort of don't talk as much. But then when Jughead finds out what's going on with Archie, that sort of, they argue about it, but it brings them back together again as friends. And he's just such a good character and such a good kid. He gets thrown into some very bad situations, but he's very, very intelligent. And I guess I connect to him because sitting there and writing and just sort of being in his own little world. I like that about him. I definitely feel like I do that a lot, where I just kind of do my own thing. And he's okay with being around some people that he feels close to, but he would rather be alone than be around people who drain his energy or are negative. So I get that. You can be around certain people who bring out the worst in you or prove why you like being a loner, because every time you're around certain people, you just have bad experiences. So you just sort of stay at home. So I can connect to that. I think that's why I like him so much. And he says at one point that he's a weirdo. And I love that line. Like, it's just so much fun. But Jughead is really upset because they're closing the theater. And then you see this guy who is played by Ski Ulrich, who is like trashing he's paid to trash the theater that's closing down, so it'll be cheaper to buy. And then you find out that's his dad, and his dad is an alcoholic. So Jughead is living at the theater, and then he goes and lives at the school, and then Archie and his dad take him in, and he just has to move around a lot. And then he ends up living in the trailer by himself for a while. And then his dad finally starts coming around, and he ends up dating Betty for a while. Now he's with Tabitha Tate. But the thing is that you just root for the kid because you want him to succeed. You want him to do better. He goes to this school where there's a plot to kind of sabotage him, basically, and bring him down. So he overcomes a lot throughout the show. And I really like him. I think he is the best male character in Riverdale. Him and Archie's dad, Fred Andrews, are probably the two best guy characters in the show. But yeah, he's definitely probably my top character. I go back and forth between them and the next character. So we talked about Jughead, and one more thing I'll say about Jughead is his parents are divorced, and his sister Jellybean is with her mom. And so we learn early in the show that they're divorced. So that's happened. Okay. I go back and forth. At first, I did not like this character that much because of her attitude, you know, but Cheryl Blossom, when we meet her, favorite female character, absolutely have a crush on her, but no, I'm going to admit it. Her twin brother, you know, is gone. And that's hard, especially for a twin, you know. They say there's a special connection twins have that nobody else can understand. And I actually have two sets of cousins that are twins, and they're all nurses, which is interesting. But anyways, Cheryl Blossom, she's lost her brother. She's mourning. Her anger, grief is taken out on her classmates. And she's also the head of the Riverdale Vixens, which are the cheerleaders. And you sort of get this sense that there might be more to her than what we know. And then you see her family life. Her mom, Penelope Blossom, absolutely horrible. Her father, absolutely. Clifford Blossom, absolutely awful. They're that type of family where appearances are everything. They run the maple syrup company within Riverdale. And there's a lot that they're hiding, and they've done a lot of horrible things to people, and they're just not good people at all. So it's understanding why Cheryl is the way she is at the start of the show. But then after things are revealed, different events happen. And I love Nana Rose, by the way. One of my favorite lines, and dementia is no joke, I will say that, but there is a line where Nana Rose is giving a prediction to Polly about something. And Cheryl just whispers, "Nana has gypsy blood and dementia." And I'm like, that is so just funny, but off the wall. And the episode where I really liked her is when she picks up the bow and arrow. I just thought that was such a badass moment. I'm like, I'm in love. But Cheryl Blossom goes through a lot. And I think we've all been there where we just feel a little low. But Cheryl ends up with Tony, and I like this relationship a lot. And then they sort of fall apart, and she's sort of figuring out her own life with Nana Rose, but she's a good person at the end of the day. You just have to get to the deeper layers of her character, and she finally opens up, and you learn all this stuff about her and her mom is against her being into women. She's like, looks at it as a sin, and her mom's a monster about it, which she can't help who she is. And I kind of hated that part of it, but it helped for her growth, and it helped her sort of learn what she wanted for her own life, and that is to be better. Because at some point, you sort of have to break the toxic cycle of a family, and I think Cheryl is going to be the one to do that. I'm interested to see where season 7 goes. I'm talking to you now before I'm watching the first episode of season 7. So I just wanted to give you a rundown of Riverdale overall, the story, a little bit about it, the characters, and sort of what makes the show so good. I would say check it out. Give it the first five episodes, see what you think. But if you like mystery and drama, this is the show for you. Riverdale, 2 thumbs up for it. There are some musical episodes, which they're still important to the story, so I watch them, but they're not necessarily like the best episodes of the show or anything. So yeah, check out Riverdale. Jughead, like I said, one of the reasons why I think writing's so cool. And then Cheryl, just an awesome character as well. But a lot of good characters in this town, a lot of shady characters in this town. A small town that is not quite what it seems when you just look at the surface level. And then when you look beyond that, you see what it really is. So that's what I like about it. You guys take care. Thank you for coming back for another episode of the Bill and Manning Show. And you never know when I'm going to have a guest co-anchor for an episode. So look for that soon. I won't say when, but one day it will happen. Take care.